Acts chapter 16. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brothers that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as he went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the assemblies established in the faith, and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they began to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit told them not to go. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia, who prayed to him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Master had called us to preach the good news to them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spoke to the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, who was a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped Yahweh, heard us, whose heart the sovereign opened, that she attended to the things which were spoken of by Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she sought us out, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the sovereign, come into my house and stay here." And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High El, which show to us the way of salvation." And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Yeshua the Messiah to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace to the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to Yahweh, and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, we are all here." And he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Master Yeshua the Messiah, and you shall be saved in your house." And they spoke to him the word of the Master, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and rejoiced, believing in Yahweh with all of his house. When it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeant, saying, "Let those men go." And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore go, and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privately? No, truly, let them come out themselves and fetch us out." And the sergeants told these words to the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to leave out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they comforted them, and then they departed. End of chapter.